Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, health coach, nurse, certified fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Tis the season to what? To be jolly? To be happy? Well, let me tell you a little bit of what I've been observing. It's very interesting that in many ways, people are nicer, more caring. Many of them smile more. Some of them support one another. They share thoughts, food, clothes, gifts, love, and much more. I wonder, why does it take a special season to show the better side of oneself? Or why not be authentic 365 days a year? Those are all questions I've been wondering and pondering and just really asking myself for a long, long time. My next question is Christmas or holiday season just a gift exchange, or are we giving from our heart? Does our gift have to cost a certain amount of money? For example, my grandma always gives me something that's about $20, so I need to give her something back for $20. Or at work, we do a white elephant gift, not more than $5 a piece. So I'm going to make sure it's not $5.01. I'm just going to make sure it's right at $5. I mean, are we that limited with our thoughts, with our heart to share, to care, and to give that we are pinching pennies? I'm not saying throw money away. But I'm saying, be genuine. Give from your heart. Many people say giving is better than receiving. To some degree, I really believe in that. To some degree, some people need. And for them, it's good to receive. But for us to make a difference, it's better to give. How does it make us feel when we give and care about someone else rather than just ourselves? Very interesting. I personally, when I can give and I see a person smile, or their eyes pop wide open, or they come over and say, "Can I give you a hug?" Just because I shared something or I gave them something from my heart, I go, "Oh, wow, that is amazing." I remember another very, very vivid time, actually every Christmas time, we were asked, the parents asked us to write a list of what we wanted or what we needed. And of course, as kids, we did. We enjoyed doing that. But then we turned it around and said to Mom and Dad, "Well, what do you want?" And my dad's answer was very consistent throughout all the years of my childhood, youth, adulthood, until his death. "I do not want anything unless it was handcrafted or homemade." He wanted to see that we put some thought, some love and effort into doing what we were giving. He wanted us to be really present in time, in mind, in action, what we were doing. He did not care if the present turned out 100% perfect or not. For him, it was just a joy to get something handmade. I remember at my time, we used to make little pouches, purses with leather, and then we had it's kind of like a nylon thread, a thicker one, to sew it together, and then we made a string on top so we could pull it together so the money, the coins didn't fly out. And I made one of those for him, and he was so happy. And for some odd reason, I just go, something is not right. I don't know what. And so when he didn't look, I took it back to look at it. And I realized I missed one stitch. I was crushed. He noticed that I was crushed. And he says, what's wrong? What's wrong, my dear? And I said, I missed a stitch. And he goes, oh, who cares? You made it with your hands. It was made with your love and your skills and your creation. Don't worry about that one stitch. I love it. That's all that matters. And so I have learned, actually, from an early stage on in my life, that giving is most important when it comes from the heart. It does not even have to be a big present or anything. Just giving somebody a hug who needs a hug, giving somebody a word of encouragement, doing anything we can to just make them happy. I love singing Christmas carols. Is this because of the melody or the words or both? You probably hear it. I have some Christmas music playing in the background while I'm talking to you, just to put me in a festive mood. I actually enjoy the peace, the joy, the love, the caring, the sharing that these carols actually mention. And that is so important to me. So, yeah, this is really cool. If you're hosting a big party and you want to get stressed out, please don't. Just go back and listen to my Thanksgiving episode where I gave suggestions on how to make it any event a lot less stressful, much happier, and much more joyous than anything else. It does not have to be for just Thanksgiving. It can be for any event. So go back there and listen to it for the Christmas thing, for the holiday season. I think most of us are either invited or are inviting people, and we have so much to get done and prepare for. So just take it easy. Listen to some soothing music. Have a wonderful conversation. And just take it easy. Perfection is not the key. Sharing from the bottom of your heart is. I do have two little presents here for you this time. One is a link to Poetry Soup, which has a lot of different poems, inspirational Christmas poems and others. You get to choose what you like best. Just go on it, click on the blue link in the transcript here, and choose what suits you best. And then I have the YouTube, which is an hour of holiday music or Christmas music. Actually, you're hearing part of it now, just to make sure you have some background music, something to put you at peace, to make you feel happy and healthy. Yeah, I want to tell you that I will not be broadcasting the next 2 weeks because most people are so busy with the holidays, including myself, though I am not really busy with going out and celebrating and doing those type of things. I am going to be very busy in preparing to host a health seminar on January 7, 2017 to kick off the new year. My wish for all of you is that you get optimally healthy in 2017 so you can live a long life filled with joy, peace, happiness, and in good health. And so, of course, that's going to take me a little bit of time to prepare, and I will keep you updated. I think my first seminar is going to be January 5th, which is just 2 days before my seminar. But I can tell you where it's going to be if you're in California, in Southern California. If you want to come in and enjoy it, it's a free seminar. Please be my guest. I'll invite you as a gift from me to you if you're choosing to get healthy and to opt for optimal health, which has to do with physical, mental, and financial health, and many other health that I'm talking about. So please take me up on my offer and come join us. I will give you on the 5th of January the exact date, time, and place of where that seminar is going to be. It's going to be 2 hours. Most likely sign in at 2, starting at 2:30 till about 4:30. And I just really have sharing in my heart. I want to share because I was able to experience what good health is all about. You probably remember, if you have listened to more shows, that I had some physical challenges this year. I was twice for a month in a wheelchair, and I am out of it. I have no pain. I am so happy and balanced and focused, and I get things done so much faster than ever before. That is what I would like you to have. So if you're willing to take me up, listen to the January 5th show at 11 o'clock, as always, and I will give you the details on when, where, and what. Okay, so that is actually my holiday wish or my Christmas wish for all of you, to be at peace, not to be stressed, to enjoy each other's company, to love one another, to rather just bake something or cook something, to invite somebody who doesn't have anything and share your home, your love with somebody who doesn't have anybody to share it with. Be of a giving spirit and really, really set an example to the younger generation so they will continue honoring this season of giving, of love, of sharing, and they will continue your legacy once it is your legacy in giving others what they need. So for this right now, I'm going to say until next year, January 5th, 2017, when I resume the show again, I wish blessings to everyone, and I really would love some feedback. You can send it to me to my email, dythomson@gmail.com. Or you can call me or text me at 562-335-4956. Again, that's 562-335-4956. A very Merry Christmas and the happiest and healthiest New Year to you and yours. Until next year, take care.